I'm Steve Meyer, Vice President of Pork Analysis for EMI Analytics.
And everyone looks forward at these events, Illinois Pork Expo going on right now, to hear your insights, Steve, because you have your finger on the pulse of what's happening. So let's talk about where things are and where things are going for pork producers.
Well, we've come off a year that was kind of one of those knife fight kind of years. Started out with a bad situation with our ports on the West Coast that set us up with lower prices than we had expected to start with. And then things were pretty much as we expected until we got into the fall and we had some supply numbers that were a little out beyond what most expected. And again, put some big prime pressure on hog prices in the fall. We ended up positive for the year on our model, just a few dollars per head. But producers, you know, kind of got through this after coming off the records of 13 and 14. We expected to see a little more growth in the breeding herd than we've seen so far, and that kind of gives us a little trepidation that whether USDA's caught all the growth that's out there. But according to the December Hogs and Pigs Report, we've had modest growth on the breeding herd. We've returned to rapid growth on productivity, though, and that's going to put us in a position in the third and fourth quarter, especially the fourth quarter this year, to have pretty ample supplies, and we're going to have enough hogs to challenge that slaughter capacity level, I think, this fall. So we're a little concerned about this year. Much lower costs have all of us set up to have a decent financial year. We're still concerned about the fourth quarter.
Okay. Anything that could happen between now and the end of the year to change what you're predicting?
Oh, about 100 things. You know, these make a lot of assumptions that, you know, we've watched PEDV real closely this winter, and it has not been worse than it was last year, so we're not making any adjustments. PERS has been a little bit worse this year than it has been in recent years, but not significantly so. We've factored in a few more pigs coming from Canada because of mandatory country of origin labeling going away. Not a lot, not a big flood, but a few more, and I think that's reasonable. Always there's risk factors. The biggest risk is always having foot-and-mouth disease or African swine fever or something that shuts off all of our exports. And that would be a huge impact. This probability is pretty small on that. We're still very vulnerable to a short crop, but that probably wouldn't have enough real big impact until 2016. We're in pretty good shape on cost at this point. So there are a lot of things that we could have a major food service scare. I could come up with a list of horror stories that could happen, but all of them have pretty low probabilities. And for what we know right now, beef supplies are going to start increasing. That'll put a little pressure on us, but not a lot here in the short run, not until 17. Chicken supplies aren't going to increase by much, and we shouldn't see a lot lower chicken prices because of that. So that helps. We're coming off of three very good years for demand. The economy looks better than the stock market looks, is our judgment. And so we think that demand should be reasonably good this year, and we think exports are going to pick up a little. A weaker dollar could sure help, but I don't think that's going to happen either.
Yeah, and you mentioned the exports. TPP, it's being said, won't be finalized during an election year. Might that have a bigger impact in 2017?
No, because it's a long-term phase-in of reducing these tariffs. 10 years from now, it'll have a huge impact. But in the beginning, I don't think we're going to see anything very measurable out of it for 2 or 3 years. You're going to have to start slowly reducing those tariffs in these countries, and then you start kind of getting a little more pickup on that. The bigger factor on that right now is what's going on with the dollar, and the buying power of these foreign currencies has been hurt by that. And so I think that's the bigger trade issue in the short run, but TPP is an extremely important thing in the long run. Don't want to diminish its importance. I'm just saying it's not immediate.
Is it correct to call it a free trade agreement?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's as free a trade as you're going to get on most of these things. You know, everybody keeps a little bit there, and so you'd need to talk to somebody that's a little more in tune with trade issues. But, you know, I don't know that there are very many free trade issues. We're a free trade competent country, and we're not exactly pure. We're not pure on it. So it's as good as you're going to get.
So in summary, for domestic producers, prices moving forward?
We think prices this year are going to look a lot like last year. We've got prices up in the mid-70s on the summer markets, and in fact, futures have bumped $80 here in the last month or so. We think there's some pricing opportunities. We see, you know, our first quarter prices are going to be just about right, even though we had a lousy January. It looks like February and March are going to be all right. The fourth quarter is where we're concerned. We've got forecasts of you know, right around $60 on a carcass weight basis for the fourth quarter, which would be in the red for virtually all producers. And if we get into this capacity crunch, they could be lower than that. And so when you see October futures at 63 and October at 68 and December at 63, we think those are prices you should be taking some of and get some hogs priced. And we really think these hogs in the upper 70s for the summer are probably real good pricing opportunities too. I don't see cash beating those by much, if at all.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet. Thank you.